Quick warning, the following episode has some explicit language. Welcome to the Best Advice Show. All week long, we're doing a series of special episodes on listening. How can we become better listeners, fuller listeners, closer listeners? When I was thinking about who I wanted to bring on, one of the first people I thought of was Sterling. Yes, he has a last name, but for me, and a lot of people that know him, Sterling is kind of a first name only character, like Rumi or Siddhartha. The way Sterling listens is part of a larger philosophical framework he likes to talk about. It has to do with intimacy, silence, and collapsing the border between himself and everyone else.
For me, I've always looked at people as another iteration of myself, you know. More than likely, I would be them if I had experienced love in the same way.
in the same way that they did.
Right, right. I don't really see people as being like other. I'm looking at me, you know, and I never see my peace or my joy or my inspiration as being independent. Like their well-being matters for me to experience well-being for myself. Mm. The people that we reject are the people that we don't want to see what they represent within ourselves, you know? I was walking up Connor, actually, and I'm walking past this guy, and I smile and say, hey, and he's like,
why the fuck you smiling at me?
Because it's good to see you, and he's like, you don't know me.
You don't know me, motherfucker. I'll kill you, I'll kill you, motherfucker.
I don't keep walking. I just stop and just let him say everything.
I'm not a joke. Did you hear what I said? Motherfucker, I said I'll kill you. Motherfucker, did you hear what I said? I said I'll kill you, motherfucker.
And he was like,
why are you still standing here?
And I'm like, because I'm listening to you, you know?
Why are you listening to me?
Because, man, I care about you, bro. Like, I don't have to know you. Like, love is not about knowledge. And if I love you based on what I know of you, to me, that's me loving you based on condition. And without condition, you are deserving of love. And even if you don't receive it, it's necessary for myself to receive you in that way, because my vitality lives in the acknowledgement of the fact that you're a part of me. So I'm doing this for me also.
Yeah.
And he hugs me.
I'm sorry, man. I just been having a rough time. It's been a bad day. There's just a lot of bullshit going on. Look, my name. What's your name?
My name is Sterling. He's like,
you all right, Sterling? Look, they know me around this neighborhood. If you ever need anything, I got you, man. I got you.
And that was that. You know, it's like you can see the inequities in how someone was loved by the way they treat people. I'm not going to condemn a plant for being brown. You know what I'm saying? You know, it had the ability to be green. It had the ability to be healthy. So if I have the ability to nurture it, I'm going to nurture it. You know.
Can you introduce yourself? Tell me who you are and what you are.
My name is Sterling Tolles, and I am you.
I want to thank my incredible neighbor, Reg Flowers, for playing the part of in today's episode. Reg is an actor, educator, activist, tarot reader, and trickster. You can learn more about them by following the link in our show notes. Sterling Tolles, in addition to being a supreme listener, is also a sound artist, illustrator, educator, and music producer. He spent the last 12 years working on an album with the Detroit rapper Boldy James. Their collaboration, called Manger on McNichols, is out July 22nd on Sector 7G Recordings. It's an epic that you really don't want to miss. Sterling also appears in the new book, A People's Atlas of Detroit, in which I facilitate a conversation between him and the late, great philosopher queen of Detroit, Grace Lee Boggs. To read that piece and a bunch of other essential writing, check out A People's Atlas of Detroit. It's available now from Wayne State Press. You've been listening to The Best Advice Show. I'm honored that you're here. Can you think of someone in your life who could use a little dose of Sterling? If so, please consider sharing this episode. Thanks.
Ha 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 ha.